Let's talk about it.
Hi, John. Your
you say
mental
that,
health
you...
issues were relevant to what I want to say, and that's day before yesterday, the Seattle PI had a Pew poll on background checks on guns.
Oh, there. Okay.
Gun shows and things, and 81% were in favor of background checks.
Are you saying the majority should rule?
Well, of course.
Well, that's not the United States.
Well,
the majority of
you're going to say mob rule. I know what you.
No, I'm not going to say that. I'd say the majority would say, "Give me a check for $1,000." Is that does that mean that should become the law?
You're missing the point.
That's exactly the point.
We're talking guns. We're not talking apples and oranges.
I understand, but people—if you go by what the people vote for—occasionally they're going to vote for something that is totally wrong.
Well, we want utopia. Everybody would vote for utopia.
Oh, of course. Until it came to having to pay for it.
Why then is public opinion 81% in favor of background checks when you have mental health issues at stake? And you were talking about medications for these people, but it's okay to have them carry a sidearm.
Yeah, what I'm saying, yes, we need to tighten up on our mental health observations, and that is a touchy issue which
we
can discuss.
How will you do it without a background check?
How
will you tighten up on the mental health issues having weapons without a background check?
Because you look at the person as they are now. What they were in the past doesn't matter, does it?
Well, it sure does.
Well, okay. But I'm getting to the point is you come in with it. You've done this three times now to say because a majority of the people want this, we must have it. And I'm saying if the majority of the people controls, we're going to get into all kinds of problems down the line. And that's why our government is not a democracy. That's why we have a representative republic, because our elected officials are supposed to be wise enough to see that our instant demands, our current issue to solve our emotional problem, could have problems down the line, so they have to say no, even if the public wants it overwhelmingly, or you know, whatever percentage, and I think the percentage is really only in the high 50s, but go ahead.
Well, they represent the public opinion. They're supposed to represent their constituents.
I disagree completely. You don't know your American government.
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay, good luck. they're supposed to tell us no when we're wrong.